Time now for the business spotlight on the WMAY newsfeed, sponsored today by the SIU Center for Family Medicine. Dr. Wise Wasi is with us. He's a doctor of sleep medicine, and we're talking in particular about the importance of sleep for children and for adults. And doctor, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
I want to start by focusing on, well, just in general, I guess is the good place to start, about the importance of sleep. I think most of us feel like we're probably not getting enough. Even the sleep we're getting maybe isn't as restful as it should be. Why is it so necessary to make sure we're getting a good night's sleep, hopefully every night?
Well, first of all, you know, we sleep 8 hours in a day. So that's one third of your day you should be sleeping. And when you sleep, there's a whole lot of processes that's going on. Your body is restoring, recovering, recuperating. There's a lot of processes that build up energy, repair your cells, memories are formed, and, you know, you get ready to start the next day. So if you're not sleeping well, both sleep quality and sleep quantity is disrupted, then the day that follows will not be as productive. Your concentration levels, your focusing levels, your overall health can be affected. People that don't sleep well, they're sleep deprived or have poor quality of sleep, we see that they have a lot of medical comorbidities like high blood pressure. They could develop heart failures. They could have diabetes. They become overweight. And sleep apnea, which is one of the most common sleep disorders we're aware of, there is some evidence that shows that it can lead to a risk factor for strokes and heart attacks as well. So I tell my patients that, you know, since you spend 8 hours a day, which is one third of your life, pretty much sleeping, you should do it the right way.
How common is it for people to have sleep issues? Adults, but even children, I guess, can have issues like this at times.
It's pretty common. And the sad thing is that it's usually goes undiagnosed. If you look at the statistics, about 80% of people with insomnia are not diagnosed in a timely manner. About 60 to 70% of people with sleep apnea are not diagnosed in a timely manner. As far as kids are concerned, a lot of them that have sleep disorders actually present with symptoms of ADHD and concentration issues. So instead of being diagnosed with sleep disorders, they get diagnosed with ADHD and so on. So it's fairly common, but the unfortunate part is that it goes undiagnosed most of the time.
We're talking with Dr. Wise Wasi about the importance of sleep, a doctor of sleep medicine with SIU Center for Family Medicine. Doctor, let's focus on children a little bit more for just a moment here. Of course, we're well into the school year now. Getting adequate sleep seems so important for children to be able to study and to thrive academically. What is optimal for kids? How much sleep should they be getting in a night?
The American Academy of Pediatrics and the American Academy of Sleep Medicine suggest that preschoolers, the age of 3 to 5, should sleep about 10 to 13 hours. Grade schoolers, 6 to 12 years age, should sleep about 9 to 12 hours. And teens from the age of 13 to 18 should get at least 8 to 10 hours of sleep.
I'm guessing that probably doesn't happen that often, especially because it seems like we're all on the go so much from very young ages, whether it's being involved in sports or maybe in dance or ballet or just with adults, just the usual crush of everything that's got to be done, work, and a lot of us working from home more often now. All of these things probably don't serve as a very conducive environment for good sleep. What are some tips to be able to help people be able to get into a good night's sleep and hopefully sleep through the night?
So first of all, you know, sleep hygiene is really important, which is a big problem nowadays, you know, especially with the phones, devices and all that. Many people are not aware, but these devices have blue light, and the blue light disrupts the melatonin production in the body. And we need melatonin, which is a hormone our brain produces, to fall asleep. So my suggestions would be put away those phones, those TV, and any other blue light devices at least 2 hours before your bedtime. The other thing that I notice in my practice is a lot of people have Coca-Cola's, Dr. Pepper's, and Mountain Dew's with their suppers, or, you know, just a drink in the evenings. That has a lot of caffeine in it, and caffeine stays in the body for about 6 to 8 hours. So if you take that in the evenings, and the caffeine is going to work towards the nighttime when it's time for you to sleep, and then you obviously won't be falling asleep easier. Maintain a strict sleep schedule. A lot of us have a very haphazard schedule. We sleep whenever we feel like, we wake up whenever we feel like, especially from working from home. So it's really important that we keep a strict schedule. Now, if for you, falling asleep is an issue, wake up at the same time every day. These are some of the things that I would recommend, you know, especially with the change from this pandemic. But if you notice that you're having difficulties falling asleep, if you're having difficulties maintaining your sleep, talk to your doctor. You may have an underlying disorder such as insomnia, or you may have an underlying sleep disorder like sleep apnea or restless leg syndrome, and that disrupts your sleep. So if you ever notice that you're not getting the restful sleep, you wake up tired the next day, you are snoozing in the morning, you know, consult a doctor, talk to your physician, get referred to a sleep physician, or at least to a primary care doctor to get some tips or, you know, suggestions to optimize your sleep.
How treatable are these sorts of issues? Are they treated through medication, other therapies? What are the some of the things that a doctor can do to assist with someone's having difficulty sleeping?
If it is insomnia, which is the difficulty in falling asleep or maintaining sleep, then it depends on what is causing those issues. You know, there's a lot of things. It could be that you may have some anxiety going on. It could be that you are in pain, or it could be a bad sleep schedule or just bad sleep habits. So when the doctor takes a good history, assesses what's going on, then we treat it accordingly. For insomnia, most of the time we use cognitive behavioral therapy, which is just, you know, telling you to do good practices, cognitively improving your thoughts about sleep, your worries about sleep. In certain cases, we do use medicines for insomnia. If it is sleep apnea, you know, the most common treatment is the CPAP machine. But apart from that, there are new devices that are out there, such as Excite OSA, which you use in the morning, is just a tongue stimulator you keep in your mouth for 20 minutes. There are mouth guard devices called mandibular advancement devices. Then there's positional devices that keeps you on your side rather than on your back, because some people may have sleep apnea more on their backs. If it is restless leg syndrome, there are medicines for that too. There are also devices that are in the market that help with restless leg syndrome. So most of these sleep disorders can be treated, but the only thing is that you have to talk to your doctors about it.
Such an important issue, but again, with so many potential causes, it really is essential to get that medical advice and intervention to make sure that you're going about it the right way. Dr. Waiz Wasi with the SAU Center for Family Medicine. If people would like to learn more or to schedule an appointment to find out more about good sleep habits and ensuring they're getting the kind of restful sleep they need, how can they contact you in the SAU Center for Family Medicine?
They can call 217-545-8000 to schedule an appointment with me, or if they already see an SIU physician, a primary care physician, they can ask that doctor to get referred to me.
Doctor, thanks so much for your time here in the Business Spotlight on the newsfeed WMAY on 92.7, 94.7, and 970 AM.